other business items, which we have several. Our first is the Lewis Townhouse Preliminary Site Plan on Road 267 Shady Road.
Mr. Chairman, before you begin, on for the rest of the agenda, I had, as we said a moment ago, it's the Mike Johnson evening this evening.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I have talked to Mr. Johnson. I have to excuse myself at this point in the meeting. And Mr. Johnson and I spoke to see if there's any legal issues that he has. Before I do that, I just want to see if there's any other concerns that anybody has with regard to the other items on the agenda.
Well, I did have a question after we spoke earlier today, and that had to do with the Lewis Townhouse project.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was recommendations for internal sidewalks on this project. I didn't see any sidewalks other than the exterior,
Well, if that's the case, let's just do that one then. That's the next on the agenda, and we'll go through that.
Okay.
Since before we start talking about it, let's get to it on the agenda. So I think we were left with Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott, because you called out that.
Yeah, I called it. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready for your Lewis Townhouse preliminary site plan.
Now this is a preliminary site plan for 53 multifamily units located on 6.49 acres. The site is zoned C1 general commercial. The maximum allowable density is 77 units. They're proposing 2 6-unit buildings, 5 5-unit buildings, and 4 4-unit buildings. The 2 6-unit buildings fit within a 165-foot building envelope. The typical units measure 28.17 feet by 52 feet. Setbacks and building separations meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. 2 parking spaces per unit are provided, which includes a garage unit and an outside stacked parking space. Ingress and egress to the site will be from an easement provided by DelDOT to the adjacent DART site. There's no direct ingress and egress from Plantation or Shady Rose to this site. County would provide central sewer. Tidewater will provide central water. The property is not located in a floodplain. There's not any wetlands on the site. If you grant preliminary approval, final approval could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And we previously provided you a copy of this site plan and a copy of the applicant's response to the plus comments. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Well, as I stated earlier, Mr. Chairman, one of my concerns is with the what appears to be a lack of internal sidewalks. I know that was one of the recommendations that was made by doing the plus comments. I believe it was actually made by two different reviewers. One was by Denrek, I believe. Where they're concerned about multimodal transportation. And also by the Division of Public Health, which was concerned about pedestrian infrastructure and internal sidewalks and walkways that would allow for safe movement within this complex. So, oftentimes, that's an issue that is raised, perhaps more so by me. Carrying on a family tradition, but when I see 53 potential units jammed in like this, and given the location, there's bound to be some pedestrian travel as they travel either to Lowe's or they go to Grotto's or one of the other stores that are located on Route 1. Which is another issue, but I'm talking about within this project. I didn't see any places for where they might have their for rubbish, for dumpsters, either. I'm sure that can be provided on the final. puts a lot of units in a small space without any provision for that safe pedestrian travel, so.
In this gray area that surrounds it, isn't that a walking path? Is this 15-foot shared path easement?
Yeah, that's a Del Dot shared, you know, walking path that they're required to provide.
Okay. So you're more concerned inside the unit?
Correct. I'd be concerned, like, for folks in the upper 40s, as well as and the beginning numbers, 1 through 6, getting out of the subdivision to transition over to Route 1, you know, this way. Or, I mean, obviously, if they're going to Grotto's, they can come out this way and go. But otherwise, getting between the townhouses or apartments, whatever it becomes, those are my thoughts. I don't know if that's something that we can require as part of a site plan or not.
You know, there's not a requirement in our code for sidewalks, you know, but
I think that's the rub, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
We don't really have anything in the ordinance that allow us to actually require a sidewalk. The issues of that we've had with walks coming in and then being, you know, being on the plan and then being taken off the plan are all driven by the applicant. The applicant proffers them in the beginning and then asks to be out of them in the end. But they're not asking, you know, in those instances, they're not asked to be let out of a requirement. They're being asked to let out of what they told us they were going to do. And we can't require them to put a sidewalk in there.
And typically has been on a conditional use.
Yeah, right.
The RPC, but the RPC is a subdivision. You can, it's referenced it. You have to show us where sidewalks may go. So
right.
That's the case you can require then, I think.
Yeah, but you can't for this. Season. Yeah, can't for this.
Other than the multimodal path department does. Unless it's proper, then I guess you can make it a condition.
And do we need a landscaping plan on this as part of the final?
This is on Shady Road. It's not within the 600-foot highway corridor, I don't believe.
And it's not because it's not a conditional use, which typically requires a landscape plan. It's not that would be pulled in that way like they are frequently in conditional uses.
This is like one of those the next project, which is a CU, then it's a...
Yeah, and this one, because it's C1 residential up to 12 units an acre, is permitted. So it's site plan just like if it was a McDonald's, basically. I mean, it's the same level of review.
Okay. Sounds like a Christmas present.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, I have been in a townhouse development like this quite frequently, and with these short streets and the low vehicle speeds, what the pedestrians and the homeowners use for their walking around is that they walk on what on this site plan would be the shaded area, which is the pavement of the interior streets and driveways. They just walk down there, and there's never any car that goes any faster than like 10 miles an hour down that particular one. So I'm less inclined about the sidewalks on this one.
Okay.
Given that.
Well, then, given our discussion, gentlemen, like I said, Merry Christmas. Concerning Lewis Townhouse Preliminary Site Plan on Road 276, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that the final site plan approval would be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Lewis Townhouse on the Road 267 Shady Road, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.